Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. It is the instant match reaction. I'm Chris Page. Like, that is the man, the legend, Mr. Paul Machin, commentator extraordinaire. Liverpool just beaten Chelsea by 2-0. It was a cracking afternoon football for us, wasn't it? Loads and loads of things to talk about before we even get into thinking about the final word show, which will be out tomorrow on the RedmenTV.com for all of our Redmen Plus subscribers. But we're here to give us our instant match reaction. We're going to start off, Paul. The big decision going into the game, and one we only found out about when the team came out, was that Fabinho was starting at centre-half. Now, we think it's because Joe Gomez has picked up some kind of injury. We've not actually heard any more why. Matip obviously doesn't make the subs bench either. It was a big test for Fabinho playing centre-half today. How do you think he fared?
There was a moment early on, and we were talking about it in commentary, of like, where are Chelsea going to target? They're going to target Fabinho, because, well, let's face it, they're going to target the channel between Trent and Fabinho, because that's where you have to target Liverpool. That's where Leeds targeted, and they got some joy out of
Fabinho
it.
Fabinho or not.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you target, because Trent is seen as the area that you want to get into in the pitch. And if you if this is an issue with the centre half, then maybe you can get a little bit closer to the line, to the 18-yard box. And they did that early on, and there was one moment where they got Timo Werner in behind, and he races away, and Fabinho looks like he's like a full stretch, and he just manages the situation like he would, because if he was in that situation anyway, because he's a DM, he handles the situation like a guy who knows how to handle defensive situations. Shock, he's probably the best DM in the world on his day. And that was about as hairy as it got for him, really. There was a couple of moments where, you know, again, he had to get a foot in, but I thought his all-round performance. We've had comments on the last show, on the reaction show, where people saying, is he the best? Is he our second best centre-back? He's played one game this season there. But on that, have the conversation. Why not? It's fun to have those kind of conversations, because he didn't put a foot wrong all game long, and he absolutely pocketed Timo Werner, whom we were all, let's be honest, you, me, everyone watching at home, we were bricking ourselves that he was going to do something against us today.
Absolutely, and you can understand why. You know, he's a striker, he's playing his natural position. Fabinho is a great DM, but playing out of position. Now, the thing that sets Fabinho apart and gives him a good solid foundation for being a centre-half, I think, and maybe he's a better tackler than both. Well, maybe he's a better tackler than Joe Gomez, because he's absolutely brilliant without going to the ground quite often. Now, he's not blessed with the pace, the recovery pace of a Joe Gomez or anything, but his reading of the game's really good. Yeah. And he's not slow. You know, when he gets moving, he picks up a pace, doesn't he? And he shows Timo Werner inside and takes the ball off him. I think he was probably talked through the game by Virgil van Dijk, as every centre-half would be in our back line. But really, really, really good performance by Fabinho. And as you say, it's exciting to talk about what can happen ahead of him, because he's a great passer of the ball, better passer of the ball than Matip, better passer of the ball than Joe Gomez as well. Mm-hmm. But look.
Well, just quickly before you move on from Fabinho, we had a super chat here from Vysak, who says Fabinho 10 out of 10. He completely shut down Werner, and he wants to hear our thoughts on Thiago. We've had a couple of Thiago super chats.
We will be talking about Thiago. Don't you worry about that. We're going to talk about the first half then, obviously. Christensen gets sent off very late in the first half. But how did you think Liverpool played in that first 45 minutes?
I thought we were fine. I think we were the better side. Again, one or two little moments. I mean, Timo Werner has that left-footed shot from the edge of the area, which is, it just doesn't test.
It doesn't worry Alisson.
Alisson literally moves his arms out of the way because he knows it's going wide. And I think because we naturally watch games on the edge, and because of the Werner narrative, I was far more on edge about everything that Werner did, and we had a laugh at your expense at the bit when he picked the ball up on the halfway line, and you went, oh my god, and then like 3 seconds later it was a 1-on-4, and even Werner went, actually no, you're alright,
I don't want anything.
And that was at the time emotionally it was like but it was never even close to being a moment. We were fine. We handled largely what they had to handle. The one moment I thought where we caused ourselves a little bit of a problem was Bobby Firmino dropping into like the left back position and just got swamped and lost possession, which led to them getting a cross in.
He did that against Leeds actually, and gives a free kick away on the edge of our area.
Little soft from Bobby, I think, trying maybe a touch too hard to impact the game, whereas I just think he naturally impacted it more in the second
half. What about moving forwards then, going and attacking Chelsea? Because obviously I think at half time we created something like seven chances, but I think we'd maybe got one or two on target at that point. We weren't really creating loads of good opportunities, were we? What do you think that was down to? Was that down to Chelsea defending? Because they did set up to counter-attack us.
Chelsea are a good side. They're just really good at footy. They've got loads of really
good
players.
That was the easiest game we've had against Chelsea in a year.
Yeah, but again, they had 10 men for 45 minutes. And then we brought on the best midfielder in the world to dominate the game, which helps. But I think we'd have won. I think we said this at half-time. I think we were going to make a... We'd have made a tactical shift. I don't think Henderson would have come off if he didn't have a knock. But I think we always naturally just tweak things, not in terms of personnel normally just in terms of approach or what areas of the pitch we look to exploit. And I'd have banked on us having a good 15 minutes after half time anyway. As it turns out, we took the captain off and we had to bring a brand new player on, and we still were able to kind of do that. And again, obviously it's 10 men, so you've got, but there's an added pressure with that. The onus becomes more and more on you to break
and pressure
down
on Thiago. Before we do talk about Thiago, and we will do, I promise you, I'm not just saving it till the end.
Tune in for the final word show for Thiago.
But no, Christensen, the sending off. I mean, Frank Lampard's come out and basically said it was open to interpretation. Now, that is, to me, that is a manager admitting it was a sending off without being able to say the words, because it was a full-on sending off.
Yeah, it was. Look, I said to you at the time, I could understand why, if he'd given the yellow card, I wasn't like remonstrating, even though it would have made no difference because they're so far away from me.
I did.
Yeah, I could have accepted it, because you're right. You were like saying, I didn't believe it was going to be a yellow card, and you were like, you don't believe in the system. And that's right, I don't. I can understand why the referee, in the heat of the moment, would have seen the Kepa as almost being a man sweeping up, but he's the goalkeeper. He's out of position. He can't use his hands. So if Sadio Mane just gets a touch on it,
he's passed him.
He's either passed him or he's had a shot on goal, and Kepa can't do anything about that. Or Kepa probably takes him out, you know what I mean? Just as much.
Yeah.
So
that's a good chance, actually.
So this is it, isn't it? I can understand it's a red card, but particularly when you see it back.
Having the choice, who would you rather have been sent off, Kepa or Christensen?
Christensen, absolutely. They play with 9 men now. Then at that point, they already does a 10 men with Kepa in goal. I love that. Did you see? I said, in fact, it's trending right now. Karius is still trending. Alisson's trending, but Karius is trending as well, because it was a. I've got the LFC fans corner on Twitter. I genuinely think Karius is a better keeper than Kepa. Just saying, like that's it. The Karius stuff has gone mad.
But then obviously Klopp rolls the dice at half time, Paul. So we'll move it on there. Yeah. And Thiago, like the face we saw was just as we were getting back into our seats, we saw him with pulling his shirt on the telly, and like the place just had a little. Just a little electrical undercurrent or something. Everyone sort of geez up, like Thiago, 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 and then we didn't know who was coming on for. But it's Jordan Henderson, and Klopp's come out after the game and said this, Paul. He's basically said it was the perfect time to bring him on because they went down to 10 men. Why did Jürgen say that, and why did Jürgen think that?
He said, and to be fair, to our credit, we said it at the time ourselves, is that because he doesn't have to do the deeper part of that role is your defensive responsibilities, and he didn't, and it's telling that he gives away a penalty, Thiago, which tells you a little bit about something. He was a little rash in the defensive side of things, more so than you can be playing for Liverpool. He actually had one where he a little miscontrol and he dived in on one, and if he makes contact, he's definitely getting a yellow card, and it, you know, they're dodgy situations. The fact that Chelsea effectively gave up, you know, they had to get more men behind the ball, they had to be a bit more resolute, meant that, yeah, Thiago just got to come on and do the things that he's dead good at.
Exactly. Do the fun stuff. And yeah. It was so bland. blindingly obvious within minutes of him coming on what type of a player Thiago is going to be for Liverpool. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is Liverpool have evolved every single season under Jurgen Klopp in some way.
Yeah.
Now, you can't always put your finger on it. It's just minor tactical tweaks here and there, but there's always an evolution of this side. And we went last season to one that dominates possession, but we were nowhere near as good as City at that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the acquisition of Thiago, you can already see that might be the difference for Liverpool, because he comes on, everyone's giving him the ball, his hands are always pointing at his feet, he's finding space, he's playing passes out to lads, he doesn't even need to turn around to see where Robbo and Trent are, he knows where they are, the player, he's just got everything as he's a midfielder.
And I think it's backed up really well by Scott Hawkes' super chat. He says, Thiago hits a perfect no-look crossfield ball to Robertson, while at the same time giving Trent a bollocking for not pushing down the right. Did we actually sign Thiago in 2018 and we've been keeping it quiet? What a weekend. I know it's been a bit of a thing that's kind of crept up, and I want to say, like, you know, I've seen Jay Pearson getting a bit of stick for his whole, like, no, you don't know who Thiago is, blah, blah, blah comment. The point he was trying to make is around, like, we get wound up about players that don't play for Liverpool, and like it's the be all and end all or whatever. No, everyone knows how good Thiago is, but I think there's a world of difference between seeing him be good for another team and seeing him be good for our team.
Yeah.
Because
after a training session.
No, literally after one training session. It was just, it was so much fun. We were laughing. And there's few players who make you laugh. Like Suarez used to do it in different ways. But he just came on and he literally like just set a line. And that line was about 10, 15 yards into the Chelsea half. And it was like, the ball doesn't come past here. Every time we went into them, they were heading it clear. It was breaking down. The keeper was just kicking stuff long and it was dropping inside their half. And you ping it to Thiago again. And it's one of them where, you know, in some regards, it's a very steady performance. There's very safe elements around it, but it's speed of thought, it's how fast he does things,
isn't it? That's keeping the tempo high and keeping the other team on the back foot, and that's what he was able to do. But not only that, because I think he had a really good game, obviously penalty aside, a couple of misplaced passes here and there, of course, but it's the positives that you can take out of that performance, and there are plenty to talk about. But what do you think it did for the rest of the team? Because I thought there was a visible lift in everyone's performance.
Yeah, it encourages people, and it's a mad analogy to use this, but Jack Wilshere went on loan to
Roma,
Bolton.
Oh,
as a kid, and I'm trying to think who would have been the manager at the time. It might have been Owen Coyle, and he said, and forgive me if it's not that manager, but he basically said we were in the shit, and then we brought this lad in who just wanted the ball all the time, and he made everyone else on the pitch braver because he was prepared to receive the ball marked constantly, and it's not an exact replica of that, but what it does when you've got someone who's brave in the ball, it does just encourage the other lads to be brave on the ball as well. Should they try passes? And I said, whether it's a direct impact of it, I don't know. But Trent tried a little clip ball around the side instead of just moving it onto the wing as he would normally do. And it's not the direct move that leads to us creating the goal or creating the goal scoring opportunity. It's two or three, but it's like two passes before that.
It's the ball to Firmino, Firmino to Salah, Salah to Firmino.
Exactly what I mean. It's not Firmino to Salah. It's that ball. It's the ball before the ball.
It enables everything else to happen in front of it.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the things that he brings. And when Liverpool's issue sometimes when we're playing against low block sides, and Chelsea kind of became that as the game wore on because they had to save themselves. It didn't work particularly. Although 2-0, I guess they probably will feel that they did to some extent. Is that it's very easy to get lost in the cycle of move the ball from left to right, keep possession, wear them down. But every now and again, you need someone to just do something different, to try something, to have the bollocks, to be the guy who's not afraid to lose possession, mm-hmm. to make things happen. And I think Thiago, and it's a very small sample size, by the way, but it looks like...
So what?
Exactly. It looks like he will do that himself, but I think he will also raise the level, because I've said this for years, you're only as good as your best player. And if he's our best passer, he's actually going to make other lads better passers for being around.
We could talk about him for an hour. I'm sure we will tomorrow on The Final Word on the redmentv.com. Sign up to see that one. And if you're a YouTube member, club legend or club captain, you will get that tomorrow afternoon as well. So you feel free to sign that. You get the emojis as well on those levels. And which you can use in the comments sections right now. Keep your comments coming in, by the way. We'll move it on then, because we're 13 minutes into this show. We've not even mentioned probably the man of the match. The lad who scored two goals, Sadio Mane. Cesc Fabregas, actually, after the game or during the game, tweeted, Mane is the best player in the league. I mean, it was an incredible performance again from Sadio Mane. Two goals on the day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, take your pick between the forwards. I mean the wingers, but like Mane and Salah were both brilliant today. Just that Mane was the one who got the just dessert. Salah got it last week. We're incredible. We have got, if it's not Mane, it's Salah. I think, you know, in terms of forward players, the best in the league by an absolute mile. He was great in that. The stuff that he was doing there, that's not a striker's goal. The one where he's basically blocking the keeper down, that was, we've been building to that all game, and he's part of that. Understanding the press, starting to wear Chelsea down, making them wary, making them second guess themselves, making them make mistakes. And it all leads. And Sadio Mane's all round performances, all round levels, gave Reece James a torrid time down the side. Is he going to go left? Is he going to go right? Is he going to shoot? Is he going to cross? Is he going to lay it off?
Because he can do everything.
Because he can do absolutely everything. He was absolutely fantastic today. And it's almost a shame that he just doesn't get that one more opportunity to try and bag a hat-trick, because, you know, people have gone hat-trick. The Premier League's gone hat-trick crazy on the first two game weeks. It would have been nice to see him get one as well. But I can't disagree with Fabregas. This week, Mane's the best player in the world. Next week, it'll be Salah again. And the best thing is they both play for us.
Vice versa. Each week, change it, please. Keep that goal scoring chart on the go.
Yeah.
So one other player I want to talk about quickly, Chelsea's goalkeeper. But, not that we're arsed, but is he good enough for
them? Nah, not good enough at all. Shame. £75 million, I think they paid for him.
He's still the most expensive keeper in the world.
I believe that to be true, yeah. It goes to show, yeah.
Flop?
Yeah, 100%. It goes to show, yeah, that it doesn't matter what money you spend on players, you've got to spend the right money on the right players.
And is Chelsea, he the right goalkeeper for that system?
I don't
Lampard
know.
System, because Lampard didn't sign him.
Because he can't save stuff.
And he can't pass.
And he can't. Well, it's a shame, because I think it should be all right. It happens with goalkeepers sometimes. Like Thibaut Courtois is thought of as not being a top tier goalkeeper. He was when he finally got his chance at Chelsea, having had the two year loan spell at Atletico. He was top draw. You can break goalkeepers.
Yeah,
like I actually think
Man United know that.
100%. It's like that we joked about the Jordan Pickford. You know, Kepa being the Spanish Jordan.
I wasn't
Pickford.
Joking.
No, we know, but we laughed. Like it was a joke. It's not. It's
funny
true.
Because it's
sometimes,
true, yeah.
Sometimes the humour comes from the real life, doesn't it? But he's fucking terrible. And it was interesting that Fabrizio Romano tweeted about his replacement being signed during the game. Wow. It got some traction on that one. So yeah, they won't be having Kepa, which is why we said this. Perfect time to play Chelsea. No crowd, still bedding all these new players in, still got the crap goalie in goal, haven't got the new centre, two of the new defenders aren't even on the pitch yet. Perfect time to play them. And frankly, I've got just one last thing on the Lampard stuff, because you paraphrased it a little bit before. He said about the Christensen red card, not definitely a red. It has to be clear, because I'm not sure it was. It was one which I felt could be given or not. And then said, if we don't make that mistake for the second goal and you score the penalty, it's 1-1.
Yeah.
And if, what is it, if my auntie had balls, she'd be my uncle.
It's just a crock of shit, that Frank.
Stop crying.
To be honest with you. So as you say, tough away game, done and dusted. That'll be a tough place to go, I reckon, towards the end of the season. So I'm glad we've got Stamford Bridge out the way. 3 points, perfect result. Debut for Thiago. Liverpool fans have had a fucking incredible weekend.
And hopefully some chairman of some other clubs with a bit of money to spend are seeing Karius trending and thinking, oh, wow. Yeah, let's get him because he drives lots of social media. Everton might have, they're all over social media interaction. Having loads of Instagram followers is clearly a metric. By
Mr. Ancelotti, he's not signing him. No. I love the fact that they call him Mr. Ancelotti. You know, just a level of respect for someone who's just an absolute great in the game, anyway. Isn't it? But there you go. That has been the instant match reaction. Thank you everyone for watching live, for leaving your thoughts and comments. Thank you to everybody who's watched the show today in its various forms. And sorry about the player ratings. We'll be getting that back up and running properly. properly next week without all the technical issues, hopefully. If you do want that final word, you can either sign up on the redmentv.com to Redmen TV Plus. We'll give you access to all of our content. Or if you just want that and you want a little use of the emojis to use in chats and stuff like that, you can become a Redmen TV member as well. Club captain and club legends here get that final word show, which will be out on YouTube just for members tomorrow. It's been an absolute pleasure. Liverpool joint top of the table, 6 points out of six, a great start, and Thiago is a red.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.